Lauren Kneebone, good morning.
Hi, thanks for calling me, Joseph.
Is that what people say when you put your loo out the front of their place?
Oh, look, it's starting to get easier. We're now up to dump number 103, and there's so much more awareness for the toilet dump around town, so it's certainly getting easier. But we did have some raised eyebrows at first.
I can well imagine. Well, how did the toilet come into the idea? Because it's one thing to raise money for Relay for Life, but what's the link with putting a toilet out the front of people's homes and businesses?
Well, I have been involved in Relay for Life for 5 years now, so I'm always looking for new ideas. And I will be the first to admit it was not my own idea. It was an idea that I did see on the internet from an American site. But I think, as with any good idea, you've got to have someone to implement it. So I went ahead and sourced a toilet, which took a little bit of work, actually. We've got a lovely pink toilet that's all decorated. And I just wanted to focus a little bit on and bring a bit more awareness to prostate and bowel cancer, which are actually among some of the most common cancers in Australia, and yet people still feel very uncomfortable speaking about them.
Indeed. Where's the toilet today?
It's currently at the Wangaratta Private Hospital. So the CEO there was nominated by the CEO of Northeast Health, Wangaratta. So it looks like we're going into the medical field again.
What does the dumpee have to do to get the toilet moved on?
So it's $10 for me to come and take it away, $20 to send it on to a friend, or $30 for toilet insurance, which guarantees it will not come back to you. And, of course, that's tax-deductible receipts for those donations.
So you can send it on to a friend?
Yes, a friend or a frenemy, as the case may be.
How many locations has it been to so far?
It has been to 103.
Sorry, 103 different locations.
Different locations, yes. It started off in residential locations and it got into the business district. And really, everyone has taken it very well. People are throwing money in the loo. We've raised $2,830 just from the toilet dumps alone.
Gee.
There's also other money attached to that as far as spare change getting thrown in the loo, which is wonderful.
It's probably the only time a deposit in the toilet will get you a tax deduction.
Well, that's right.
So you're nearly up to $3,000 already.
Yes. And that's just one of our fundraisers. But I'd really encourage people to go over to our website and have a look on our Facebook page. It's Merry March's The Great Toilet Dump. And we've provided a link to the Relay for Life site in case anyone would like to make a donation.
How long will your roving toilet continue to hop its way around Wangaratta?
Well, it's been going for over 100 days now. Our big success was that we reached 100 dumps in 100 days, so we were pretty excited about that. But I don't see any reason to stop it at this point, so we're going to keep it going up until the event, which is September the 26th, and that will be our final location. We will take it along to the grounds and have it in front of our tent site.
Well, you could raise, at this rate, well, be over $4,000, I'd guess.
Certainly, yes. My original plan was if I could raise $1,000, all good and well, but it's just snowballed, so it surprised even myself.
All right. Or maybe if you want to dob yourself in to receive the toilet.
Absolutely. Send me a message, check out the Facebook site, send a message, and I'll get it out to you or your friend.